Now, Andrew McVeigh and Ant Miller. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Yes, we're gonna talk to you.
I gave you my heart,
oh dear,
but the very next day you gave it away.
Keep going.
This year to save me from tears, I'll give it to Stephen Nolan.
You know what? Give it away. You tear away, Ant Miller. Do you know what? Because you sang for us, we're going to send you a Christmas card if we haven't already. We got some Nolan Show Christmas cards. In fact, you have, 9 minutes of the programme left. If you would like a Christmas card from the Nolan Show, again, give us a ring right now. They're lovely. They are actually really nice. 030-30-80-55-55. You've got to get on air. You've 9 minutes. Pick up the phone now.
Is there a picture of Stephen on the card?
There's a not painting. It's a drawing, a cartoon on the card. I'm on it as well, although no one really thinks it looks like me. But I think it does.
You could put it in the window. Do you know the way people put those pictures?
I wouldn't do that. You're windy, yeah. Put in.
Well, do you know the people put Alsatians and it says, you know, go on, make my day, break in. You could have that Christmas card in the window, couldn't you?
Yes, yes. Garth wants me to play a clip. Hold on a wee minute. The votes are in and the best Christmas song ever has been found. And the winner is The Fairy Tale of New York, apparently. Pointless star Richard Osman took to Twitter to ask his followers to choose between The Pogues' Christmas Classic and Wham's Last Christmas.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD.
I like this. See, this is good. This is a classic.
Go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
But I think I prefer this one. What does that say about me, Gareth? Keep it going.
The very next day, you give it away. This year,
Aunt Miller, why are you not singing?
I'll give it to someone special.
Oh dear. Thank you very much, Aunt Miller. It was a close run race with Fairy Tale winning 51% of the vote, while, in case you couldn't count, Last Christmas got 49%. I didn't know this programme's just dropped off the end. But Andrew McVeigh and Aunt Miller are with us. Andrea, we'll start with you because I've heard too much of him already. What do you reckon? Do you agree with the outcome of this?
Well, I want a card too, I have to say, and I'm not going to sing. And if you don't send me a card, I will sing, and I sing with my mom. So put it like that.
It's not possible.
I mean, I do agree. Both of them, I love Christmas songs. It was my birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to me.
Yes.
And so I'm a Christmas baby, so Christmas is my thing. I am all wrapped up in the season, everything to do with Christmas. So, yes, I love Christmas songs. And I, the thing about Fairy Tale of New York is that Last Christmas is catchy, but it's pretty much bubblegum standard pop.
So what?
But that's why Fairy Tale of New York has the edge, because it's a song about flawed human beings, which we all are. It's about redemption, about reality not matching up with your dreams.
Okay.
It's quite bleak and
just to get to the point, if you had to pick, your ultimate Christmas song, Andrea, what would it be?
Yeah. Well, my ultimate Christmas song is actually Slade, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You know, but it's been the soundtrack of my life. When I was young in the 70s, my brother was a big Slade fan. As I say, like every time I went out for a birthday, I remember dancing to Merry Christmas, everyone, in a circle with a bunch of skinheads and Lavery's top bar in the mid-80s.
That sounds like a night. That sounds like a night out with Aunt.
Yeah, sounds exactly like a night out.
If you were to pick your ultimate one, Aunt, what would it be?
A Star Is Born, of course.
How does that go?
A ray of hope flickers in the sky. You know that one, Johnny Mathis?
It's only 10:30. Have you had a wee Billy's this morning?
I'm high on life.
Is that not called When a Child Is Born?
He doesn't
know what he's talking about. 030-30-80-55-55. If you want a Christmas song, someone come on and talk to me so I don't have to talk to these two idiots. What constitutes... We were talking about this in my programme last night, Andrea McVeigh, 10 o'clock on a Monday night, if you want to watch or listen to it. What constitutes a classic? Because obviously a classic is a new song at some point, so what is a recipe it's got to have to make it something that will stand the test of time?
Well, a Christmas classic is sort of something quite different from any other song. I mean, I think there's songs about... There's Christmas classics that aren't actually about Christmas. E17, Stay Another Day, is an amazing Christmas song. It comes on Christmas compilations. You go into shops, playing Christmas music, it's playing. It's not actually about Christmas. Nowhere in the song is it mentioned Christmas. So I think it has to have a few things. It has to have that Christmassy atmosphere. It has to be something which, you know, brings out emotions at people in a sort of very emotional time of the year.
Yeah.
I sleigh bells, obviously. Who doesn't love some sleigh bells in a record? But I think there is more to it than that. I mean, the Spice Girls 2 Become One is considered a Christmas record. Again, nothing to do with Christmas.
Definitely not.
But it brings out those emotions in people. And sometimes it makes them think about... I hear records all the time and I think, to me, that's a Christmas record and it doesn't have anything to do
with... I'll stop you there because thankfully someone has rang in. Helen, thank goodness. Where are you? Where are you this morning, Helen?
Mount Norris.
Where's that?
It's next to County Armagh.
It sounds lovely. Would you like a Christmas card?
Yes, be lovely.
Good. And what are you doing this Christmas? What's your plan?
Just to sing.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere much at Christmas.
We'll send you out a Christmas card. If you're looking for a calendar, if anyone is ringing up for a calendar, then we've none left, so I'm sorry.
Get her to sing us a song, Vinny.
No, I'm not. Helen, you don't have to sing a song. That's fine. I think we've had enough of this for now. I've decided to play a Christmas song that I like. It's stuck in my head. This is a new one, so you can decide between now and Shan in 3 minutes' time whether this will be a classic of the future or something to bin. Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much. Aunt Miller, thank you very much. Nolan's Christmas Show, tomorrow night, 10:40. It is a fantastic programme, and I'm not just saying that because I'm involved. It is actually really well worth the watch. BBC One tomorrow night. I'll see you soon. Shan's next. Bye-bye.